Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. This week, some of the best in mountain music from a team that hails from the prolific folk territory of Bloomington, Indiana. Brad Leftwich and Linda Higginbotham are not just talented entertainers, they're dedicated collectors in the oral folk tradition, having traveled much of the backwoods from the Smokies to the Ozarks, helping to preserve the music that has been passed down through generations of local players. At the 6th Annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in Marquette, Brad and Linda, on fiddle and banjo, respectively, were joined by guitarist Mark Ritchie. Here's the Sunday afternoon performance of Leftwich, Higginbotham, and Ritchie.
Ready to get excited, because we're excited. We're going to do an old tune. It's one of the best tunes I think it was ever made. It's you'll find it everywhere all over the United States, and I think that's evidence that it's one of the best tunes that was ever made. It's called Cripple Creek.
Sister will. great glass heave. Grip rings flatty, grip rings deep, wait, oh, grip rings glass heave. Road is rocking, hillside muddy, I'm so drunk I can't stand steady.
The next thing we're going to do is a beautiful old mountain love song called The Blackest Crow. It's about a young couple. Well, I don't even know if it's a young couple. It's just about a couple professing their undying love for each other. They're talking about how if they're ever false to each other, the entire universe, the order of the universe will be disrupted. The seas will burn and the day will turn to night, so on and so forth.
It will rain at festivals.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, seeing all those people over there dancing reminds me of a song that I wrote once, along with Peach Burke. And it's about this place where people can go that really like to dance. They're called dance camps. This is written about, people go to these places and learn how to swing better and learn how to do a courtesy twirl better and a left-hand a la man and all that stuff. And they learn a few things about life, too. Dance Camp Romance.
Interested too in my knees and mid-swing turned to jello.
It was only a dance camp romance. It was only a courtesy twirl. He was the smoothest dancer and I was a Michigan girl.
And when the dance ended, his hand he extended and asked if I'd like some fresh air. We walked across the floor and went out the door as the envious turned round to stare. He gave me the scoop on all the folk poop as we swapped steps under the moon. I couldn't improve on his elegant moves. He led and I swayed to his tune.
It was only a dance camp romance. It was only a courtesy twirl. He was the smoothest dancer and I was Michigan girl.
I woke up alone to a tired fiddle drone, anxious to make the last class. The instructor was he, it was on play party and was held by the lake on the grass. By the light of the day, I saw with dismay that a new girl hung on his arm. He gave me the eye as if to imply, I don't mean to do any harm.
It was only a dance camp romance. It was only a courtesy twirl. He was the smoothest dancer, and I was a Michigan girl.
He grabbed my
keep those dancers working. You've had enough waltzes. Brad's gonna go into another key now, and I'm real proud of him. Don't you think he's a real good fiddler? I think he is. Brad Leftwich. He's one of the best in the country, if not the best. And I'm not really, I mean that. This tune's about all the ways to get to heaven except the right one. And that gentleman there, I'm sure you've tried them all, haven't you?
Look at him.
Look
yes.
at him, yeah. Yeah.
Now way down yonder where I come from in the morning so soon. Way down yonder where I come from in the morning so soon. Way down yonder where I come from, feed the Some folks say a preacher won't steal in the morning so soon. Some folks say a preacher won't steal, but I caught two in the watermelon field. Eat all of the watermelon, part of the rind, a picking and a praying the whole dang time in the morning so soon.
Do a song now called Poor Girl's Story. It was originally written about a man, but Moonshine Kate switched it over in the back of the 1920s to Poor Girl's Story because she knew girls were a lot poorer than boys. But I'm not going to talk that way. We've had enough of these sexist remarks up here. And I like men. And that's why I'm a polygamist. Okay, we have a calling Jeff Kloss. His dad would like to meet him backstage. If he is still here, this is not a joke.
Dig my grave beside the railroad so I can hear the train seconds go by.
Some little creative dancing over here. I think this is my favorite part of this festival is how they have this wonderful stage.
Thank you very much.
We're going to do this encore in one of our favorite numbers. Brad starts out by himself on a tune called the name of Jack of Diamonds, and if he does it real good, then we end up coming on this tune called The Lost Child, always very appropriate for the end of a festival.
Well, I played cards in England, I've gambled in Spain, back to Rhode Island, gonna play my last game. Jack of diamonds, I know you from old. You robbed my poor pockets of my silver and gold. Well, I beat on the counter, I make the glass ring. More brandy, more brandy, more brandy to bring. And I was a duck, well, I dive to the bottom, Lord, it never come up. Now the ocean ain't whiskey, nor I ain't no duck. I'll play the Jack of Diamonds and trust to my luck. Welcome wherever I go. I
Been listening to Leftwich, Higginbotham, and Ritchie from the 1985 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Cooperative and Studio 8 for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.